Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, May the 29th, 1983.
If I had but one wish granted to me, if I had just one dream, and if I had the power to make that dream come true, I'd have the whole world know him like I do. I wish you all would know like I know him. I wish you all could see him like I do. I wish you all could feel his sweet, sweet presence. I wish you all would know him like I know him.
If you would only talk to him one time, I'm sure your wasted life would be through. You could feel the fullness of his love, and you'd be free to share it like I do.
I wish you all would love him like I love. I wish you all could see him like I do. I wish you all could feel his sweet, sweet presence. I wish you all would know. I wish you all would love him like I love him, like I love him. I wish you all would know him like I know.
Chapter 11, verses 20 through 26. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Let's bow our heads, please, for a word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that because of these words, because of Jesus Christ, that if we believe in Him, we can have eternal life. We thank you, Father, for a love so great that you could allow Him to go to this cross to bear our sins. We thank you, Father, for a love that is so great, for that He that knew no had no sin, Father, and bore all of our sins, the sins of the whole world, that if we would but believe in Him, we could have eternal life. Father, we just thank you for this love this morning, for this eternal hope. Father, we just pray that from coming this way this day, that we that know you could walk closer with you. Father, our prayer in our hearts today is that if there's anyone here that does not yet know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, that they come to know Jesus Christ this day, that they would ask, what must I do to be saved? Father, we just pray that your word would be given out this morning in such a way that they would see Jesus Christ as the answer to all their needs. Father, we just pray that if we're here today and we have burdens and troubles and more than we can carry, Lord, that we would just cast all of our burdens on you and know, Father, that you care for us and your grace is sufficient to meet whatever need we have today. Father, we just thank you for our love and we just thank you, Father, for being everything that you are and being able to meet all of our needs. And we just pray, Lord, that you would bless our lives, that we would be pleasing to thee, and that everything said and done today would just lift up and glorify the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For it's in His name we pray. Amen.
I could live to be 100, if I could see all there is to see, if I could climb the highest mountain, or cross the widest sea, if I could search the whole world over, much wiser I would be. But but I never find one who loves me half as much as thee. They say true love will last forever. They say true love is very hard to find. They say true love is sometimes foolish, and love is sometimes blind. But you love me with your arms wide open, and nothing asked of me, and I'll never find one who loves me half as much as thee. Jesus, Jesus, someday I would like to so. I'm so glad you loved me so. You loved me so.
He molded and built a small lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. Then he made the seed that would grow to be thorns that would make his son bleed. Then he made a green stem, gave it leaves, and then gave it sunshine and rain, and sheltered it with moss. He grew the tree that he knew would be used to make the old rugged cross. Nothing took his life, with love he gave it. He was crucified on a tree that he created with great love for man. God stayed with his plan, and he grew the tree so that we might be free. With tears in his eyes, God looked down through time, saw him spat upon, rejected and mocked. But still he grew the tree that he knew would be to make the old rugged cross. Nothing took his life, with love he gave it, and he was crucified on a tree that he created with great love for man. God stayed with his plan, and he grew the tree so that he might go free. He grew the tree that he knew would be used to make the old rugged cross.
Certainly appreciate these songs today. Thank the Lord that Jesus did die on a cross. He was numbered with the transgressors. He gave his life freely. In fact, he said, "I lay down my life. No one takes it from me." In John chapter 10, he said, "I lay down my life that I may take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father." Before we look into the message this morning, we want to mention these prayer requests. We do want to pray this morning for those who have lost loved ones in death. Pray for the Rogers family. We want to remember them in prayer this morning and this week. And also, some of Kathleen Baker's people passed away this morning up in Ohio. We also want to pray for Mrs. Thomas down in the hospital. We know that she's one of God's children, and God's certainly able to bless her this morning. My mom is still in the hospital in St. Joseph Hospital in Lexington. Yesterday she had been in the hospital 14 days and had lost 15 pounds. And we just don't know why this is, but God's able. She told me yesterday, "Don't worry about me." She's been a Christian, as I told you last Sunday, for 60 years. And she's ready to come home to her natural home, or she's ready to go home to her eternal home. Let's remember my mom in prayer today. I'd also like to remember Janetta's mother in prayer also. Myra Sizemore. Arthur Combs, Brother Combs' brothers down here in the hospital. Let's pray for him. Belle Perkins, a member down at Big Creek Baptist Church, is in the hospital. Brother Lafer Giles, as you know, is not doing too well. And remember these others that are listed here in the bulletin, Mrs. Maud Barker and Mrs. Melda Combs, Brother Eugene Mullins, Brother Mitchell Fraley, and Mrs. Alba Flincham. Brother Flinch's mother, who's 90 some years of age, let's continue to hold up Mrs. Skaggs in prayer. I know God's doing the work in her life, and we just appreciate so much what God is doing. And we know the Lord's able to bless these others that we've already mentioned today. Let's look to the Lord again in a word of prayer. Father, our hearts rejoice in Thee today, knowing that Your word still says that all things work together for good to those who love Thee, to those who are the called according to Your purpose. And Father, we do lift these up in prayer this morning. We pray right now, Lord, for Mrs. Thomas. Father, we thank Thee so much for her life and for her testimony. Father, we know that You're certainly able to reach down right now, even, Lord, if it could be in Your will, and touch her life physically. We just pray Your will be done, Father, not ours. And we know this is these loved ones' desire, too, is that Your will be done, Father, in their loved one's life. Pray also today, Lord, that You bless those that are in the nursing home this morning, those others who are in the hospital down here in Lexington, in other places, those who lost loved ones. We just thank Thee, Lord, that through the death of these loved ones, we pray that Your name would be magnified and that people's lives would be touched, that they would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, these loved ones, if there are any that are still lost. We thank Thee for loving us, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. On this Memorial Sunday, we want to look into the Bible for some words of comfort. You know, the Bible says, blessed are the dead. That's in Revelation 14, 13. This is going to be our key verse for today. Revelation 14, 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, this is John writing, this voice said, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor, and their works do follow them. It's wonderful to know the Lord when we're called to meet Him. After we had gotten back from Lexington yesterday, we went up to the Rogers home and stayed there for probably 2 hours or so. And I took Myrna and the kids home and came back, and as I was walking down the driveway to the Rogers home, Miss Jessie Rogers went, she took a flat. She went home to be with her Lord. Today we want to look in this verse especially, as well as the verses that Brother Earl read for us. Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. There are two things that are very unpredictable, and one of those is death. We do not know when it's coming. We do not know when the Lord is coming back. And we know that He is coming. And that death is an appointment. Unless Jesus comes. And I'm glad the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 that we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first. We're not all going to have to go through the avenue of death, the valley of the shadow of death. There's going to be people living when Jesus comes again. The verses that Brother Earl read for us before we had our Sunday school class, in 1 Thessalonians 4. It says in there something about, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. Fanny Crosby, the blind poet and songwriter, said in one of her songs, I shall know Him. And redeemed by His side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him by the print of the nails in his hands. Death for a Christian can be wonderful. And I'd say in a way it should be wonderful. I told my mom last week, whoever worried about going home, capital H-O-M-E, blessed are the dead. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:1, a wonderful verse, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. If you're here today and know the Lord, if you have to meet the Lord through the avenue of death, rest assured that you can say with David in the Psalm, in Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Paul also said, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent. We're willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Death is just as real as life. I told one of my sisters yesterday that when my mom's time comes to go, I hope that God will see fit to send my dad back to transport her home. My friend, death is just as real as life. Dying is just as real as living, or even more so. Death is not the end. It's just the beginning. The Bible says that we don't need to sorrow not as those that have no hope. We sorrow when our loved ones go to be with the Lord. But friends, we don't sorrow as those that have no hope. Bible says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. In the Daily Bread devotional for tomorrow, Memorial Day, it has in there a wonderful illustration. And by the way, we have the devotional books down here for June, July, and August, if you didn't pick one up. But for the devotional tomorrow, for May the 30th, it tells in there about a pastor. A dear pastor said the following words, when I die, if my family wishes to inscribe anything on my gravestone, I would like it to be the promise of Jesus. In Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. This pastor had the assurance of the ever-present Lord. He knew Jesus was with him all the way. There are about three things we want to look at here in our message. Why does the Bible call the dead in Revelation 14:13? Why does the Bible call those dead blessed? Blessed are the dead. First of all, I believe that one wonderful reason is that they knew the Lord in a salvation experience. As I went to see Ms. Thomas recently, she pointed to each letter of the alphabet, and I wrote it down. You know what it was? How is everybody? She wasn't concerned about herself. She said, how is everybody? Her eternal destiny is sealed. She is a child of God. She's a Christian. Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. They're blessed because they knew the Lord. The one who said in John chapter 11 here, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Friends, a Christian just goes to sleep here and wake up in heaven. Death for a Christian is sleep. Blessed are the dead. Why? Because they knew the Lord. There's only one other way to die, and that is out of the Lord. A fellow last night was talking about the Lord going to come back, about two being in the field, one be taken, the other left, two be grinding at the mill, the one be taken, the other left. And he said, I know one thing. My wife is ready to go. As he looked at her across the room, and he said this, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I said, you can be ready. Whether we like to think of death or not, it's coming unless Jesus returns. We should not all sleep. We can be ready to go. Ready to live or ready to go to be with Him. Paul said, I know whom I have believed. We're not really ready to live, friends, until we're prepared to die. Can you say deep down in your soul this morning, I know that I've been born again. I know that I have met the Lord in a salvation experience. You can get right with the Lord this morning on this Memorial Sunday. You can then be ready to live or ready to die. The second reason I believe that the dead that John is talking about here in Revelation, not only have they had a salvation experience, but they are in a perfect place. I don't know about you, friend, but I believe that heaven is a place as much as Hazard, Kentucky is a place. Heaven is real. Blessed are the dead. Why? Because they are in heaven. The Bible says that they may rest from their labors. Many times I'd be in Ms. Rogers' home on a Friday morning or afternoon playing some songs on the tape by the Gardeners. In fact, I played her too this past Friday, day before yesterday. She was lying there. I believe she heard the songs. Two songs that the Gardeners sang during their spring revival. They were both about heaven. That they may rest from their labors. Hebrews 4:9 says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. I thank God for this. There is a rest waiting on us. And I had rather rest when I get home. Rest. Come unto me, Jesus said, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest. Henry Spencer, many of you knew him. I visited him down the hospital a few days before he died, and he whispered this as we were talking together, how beautiful heaven must be. And I wanted to be sure I heard right. And I asked him again what he had said, and he repeated these words, how beautiful heaven must be. And that's one of the songs that we sang at his funeral a few days after that. There's only one other place today that catches those who die, and that is hell. Heaven, a place of rest. Don't wait until it's too late. The Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Don't wait another day. We had a class down at the hospital a few years ago, and one of the doctors taught this class, and I don't know if he was a Christian or not, but he said a statement that I've never forgotten. He said, now is the only time that you have. Now. And we better take advantage of every opportunity we have to serve the Lord, every opportunity we have to witness for Him. Because now is all the time we have. The third reason these people are blessed is they're those who are waiting for the first resurrection. In Revelation 20 and verse 5 it says, but the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. A person who is destined for the first resurrection are blessed. They're blessed. Did you know those who've gone on to be with the Lord, our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors, they are ahead of us a little bit. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, if we're living when Jesus comes, we're going to be changed in a moment and be caught up together with them in the clouds. Meet the Lord in there, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We have a lot waiting on us, friends, if we're saved. And if you don't know the Lord this morning as your personal Savior and Lord, you have a lot waiting on you too. But it's not going to be too good. They're waiting for the first resurrection. Because Revelation 20 and verse 6 says, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such, on those who are in the first resurrection, it says, on those the second death hath no power. You know what the second death is? It's going to be after the great white throne judgment where all unsaved are going to stand. They're then going to be cast out into the lake of fire, and the Bible says there in Revelation, this is the second death. But a person who knows the Lord and they've already gone on to be with their Lord, they're blessed because they're destined for the first resurrection. I love the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. There's 58 verses in it. And what a blessing these 58 verses are. In 1 Corinthians 15:23 it says, let's turn back to that and read verse 22 also. 1 Corinthians 15:22. It says, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, he's already been resurrected. He's the first fruits. Afterward, they that are Christ at his coming, that's the first resurrection, then cometh the end. After the 1,000-year reign of Christ, the great white throne judgment, then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Preached a funeral up to Engle Funeral Home a few weeks ago. I told the funeral director, in heaven you'll be without a job. You won't have to get anybody prepared for burial. There's not going to be any more death someday. What a time that's going to be. First Thessalonians 4. Paul said to them that we don't need to worry about those who've already gone on to be with the Lord. He said, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, you know what that is? That's the gospel. If we believe the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. He's going to do that. I'm grateful this morning for Revelation 14:13. Let's read that verse again before we have our invitation song today. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. I read somewhere about a person who said this, when I die, don't bury me. When I die, don't bury me. You know what they meant by that? Don't bury the influence that I've had. Don't bury the character that I had here in this world. Death is not so bad when you know the Lord. Troy Young, Alma Young's brother, he was talking to me one day as we took him back to Bluegrass Airport. He died. And they brought him back. And he said to the doctors and nurses, when that happens again, just let me be. Death is a wonderful experience. When we know the Lord. Troy Young is with the Lord now. He had another heart attack a year or two ago. He's with the Lord. Blessed are the dead. Why? Because they're the ones who knew the Lord. They're the ones who are in heaven today, just waiting on us. You talk about a grand reunion day. There's 11 of us children, and if we ever get together, it's a house full with all the grandchildren and so forth. But you know, we have to separate. One goes here and there and everywhere, we're separated. My friend, there's going to be a grand reunion time like we've never seen. It's going to be a shouting time, I believe. I told you all the song I used to sing Timmy to sleep with. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon His face, the One who saved me by His grace, when He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, what a glorious day that will be. It is going to be a glorious day. Blessed are the dead. Are you ready to be absent here, present with the Lord? If you had to meet death today, where would you be? We're grateful, Father, for Your Word today. We ask Your blessing, Lord, upon this service, upon this invitation. Work out your will, Lord, in every life. We just thank Thee for loving each one of us, caring for us, Lord, in so many ways. Fill our hearts, Lord, with Your love this morning, that we would love people for Jesus' sake. We thank Thee for all You're going to do, Lord, in the days ahead. Thank You, Father, for what You're going to do in this invitation. We're grateful for salvation, most of all. Thank Thee that we're saved. And we're safe. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's turn in our song books to page 342. As Brother Tom comes to lead us in this song, Have Thine Own Way, Lord, as we stand to sing. 342.